Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, I've decided that when I am in this mode, I will apologize to the guys up front, and I will do it on a regular basis. So,
all right.
We're gonna have a semi-regular feature on the Mike O'Mara Show called Mike's Apologies.
Okay. Oh.
It's Mike's Apologies.
Nice. Right?
Yeah, here's apology number one. Rob?
Yes?
I'm really sorry. Well, first of all, to both of you, sorry I didn't read the text messages and figure out what we were going to do with Monday's show.
Okay.
That's on me. My apologies. Rob?
Yes?
I know that yesterday I said I was going to go out and get that special microphone, but I kind of didn't pay attention to what kind you were asking about, so I didn't get to that yesterday.
No sweat.
My apologies.
You don't need to.
Oscar,
yes.
The toner thing came on my printer today. I ran out to the local box store and bought it. I didn't get it on Amazon. My apologies.
All right. It's SOP for you. We're good.
Pony?
Yes?
All right, let's start the mail.
Okay? It was so close. Oh. I thought we had something about to happen there.
Can we get production for my apologies?
Yes. You bet.
Yeah, it's not all about me. It's all about you. But I just wanted to get those out of the way because this is Thursday. We're doing this on Thursday now.
On time.
All right. Thank you.
So embarrassing.
Thank you. That's it.
Time.
Okay.
Pretty. Oh, and before
you know,
we
agreed to keep it. We didn't agree to have it expand.
It's that's the same. Before we start, Mike, a quick present.
12 people that emailed me. What?
We have a present. And it reads, Rob, Oscar, Mike et al. Would be honored if you were able to hang this in the studio for camera shots and behind you and with my compliments. Enjoy.
Can you start that again maybe I can understand
again.
It? Try it in English. Take two.
All right. Mike, Rob, Oscar et al. Would be honored if you were able to hang in studio for camera shot behind one of you.
Can I ask why he's talking like it's a telegram from 1858? What the hell is going on? Would be happy to hang things to see camera shot. Stop. Got something to send to studio. Stop.
Mike, what happens is we got this as a gift from a very busy man, and I think he dashed the note off in a hurry, although the sentiment is strong. From Hargrove, this is from our friend Dan Cole.
He
sent this. Oh, Dan Cole. I'm sorry. Hey, I don't pick on Dan Cole. Why didn't you warn me? I'm sorry. My apologies.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
A new banner that says Dan the Mike O'Mara Show. Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
That is awesome.
Now, where does he want that? Where does he want that? In back of your head?
I would think.
Put it somewhere.
Put it somewhere. There.
Yeah.
We have enough interns today. They could just hold it back there.
Yeah, get two of the interns to hold it.
in front of the camera, yes.
Yeah, yeah,
it's right in back of Rob.
We got the perfect guy to do it.
Yeah,
trust
me. We have a guy.
Oscar, is there any room in back of Rob at all?
No, that's too tight.
Really, that is,
and that big melon of his is going to cover
every
the entire
single
logo.
Inch of space is
yes,
taken.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Hold on.
Well, Mike, it's kind of like pouring brownie batter into a pan. It's going to expand to fit its environment.
I also had I have a big pep talk for our friend Ponyboy when the show is over about our intern situation.
The schedule's already together.
We've got 11 interns in today.
Well, you think someone would manage that?
Well, let's see what intern we have. Oh, it's Diego.
It should have been done.
One of my pet interns, one of my faves.
One of your faves.
All right, Diego, you can sit down.
Yeah, you're low man on the pole. Get out of here.
I will not. Let's bring the next intern in. Let's see how that works.
Let's get the old
guy. Where's Robert?
In there,
Robert, one of our old favorites.
Does he just come in when he wants to come in now? What's his story?
Yeah, you know, he just sort of shows up. Intern? He's kind of like Bob Hope on the old
this,
Tonight
this, this
Show.
Next guy. Here, we got a next guy here, Mike.
Hey, I want to tell you.
No, you got to go in back of Rob.
You have to go back here.
You don't get in front of the mic yet.
Oh, this is Rofe. Oh,
yeah, remember this guy? Remember this guy?
I've been to a hockey game with him. I had to sit in a different state.
Big guy. Oh, there you go.
I mean, I'm not small.
I think lower to be in the shot. Mind the face, son.
Yeah, mind the face. There he is.
That's Rofo. Thank you, Rofo. You may be excused.
Good job. Thank you very kindly.
All right. Let's bring
Maddie.
Maddie, do you want to try?
Maddie's here
as well. Yes.
Don't take the banner with you, Rob.
Oh, Rob, you can't take it with you.
Can someone enlighten the interns? They're supposed to exchange the banner.
Well, I think everybody's,
so that they can do this.
They've gotten it.
It's a game that's unfolding.
There's Maddie.
Have I even seen you yet, Maddie? Have I even? I don't think this is where it gets awkward.
Here we go.
Don't creep around. Come on.
I'm not creeping. Excuse me. Excuse me, you son of a bitch.
Let me eyeball you, young lady.
No, that's not true. I haven't seen.
Really awkward. Have I seen you?
I have not seen.
Have I seen you?
No, I'm not saying.
Have I had fun with you?
It. You're in the maze.
Under You're cloudy skies, have I seen you hold the banner under cloudy skies?
Would you like to introduce our new intern?
I would. This
is her introduce her by giving her the goddamn banner. I want to do this.
And as she approaches the camera, Mike, this is our new intern. We met her last week in an interview. She starts today. This is Lou.
Lou
is from American University. And here's
Lou. Hi, Lou. Hi! Nice to meet another American University person.
Yes,
hello.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Yes. That's let me look at you. No, anyway,
thank you. All
right.
Now, of all the interns you saw today, and we had a full compliment, almost all of them, who held the banner best?
That's a great question.
I know who. I'm a negative guy, so I know who held it worse.
Okay, well, start from the bottom and work up.
Well, Rofo.
Yeah.
And then the second worst was, I hate to say it, she's brand new, but Maddie didn't do that great a job.
Aww. She was dancing.
Yeah, she was.
And followed by Lou, who did a really, really good job.
Nice.
But Diego held it, you know, he held it like he was going to stay there for the whole show.
he
scored points with me. You know he's one of my favorites, but I'm being honest here with my assessment. That's the way it goes.
He is your favorite.
He is my favorite.
No, you've
I can't help it. I like the kid.
You haven't had a favorite intern since Fast Andy.
Rofo was a favorite.
But we've lost him now. Yeah. We've lost him to another show.
Because let me get Rofo's ego out here. All right? It's in a little jar. It's in a little jar. There it is. Let me just take a peek. There's his ego right there. Oh,
and Mike, if you haven't yet, be sure to treat yourself to Rob Ford's Tony Perkins show this week, in which Rob Ford is out of control because of the Annie Yu sexual energy.
Well, we mentioned that yesterday.
Oh, he can't handle it.
Annie Yu, it was exciting. Where is Rofo? Is he out of the studio?
Yeah, we'll bring him back in. Yep. He's in Studio B.
Yeah, we'll do that later. Let's get to the mailbag, shall we?
He's in Studio B.
Welcome to our world. Our new youngest listener, Emily Grace Spike, was born on January 27th, which is coincidentally also the 36th birthday of her uncle, Kevin Dowray.
Oh.
Thank you. Rob, this is when... Now, see... I take things away from you all the time. I know that I run you down continuously on this show, like we all run each other down. But this is where, you know, right out of the gate, two fabulous pronouncers, so that I'm not laboring over these names. That's very kind.
I wish you would hold the compliments until the end of the mailbag.
Yeah.
Just so
happy,
it doesn't
Mike.
Get
Don't
awkward.
Get
yeah.
Dad, broken the rule. Broken my own directive.
You'll
suck at some point. Anyway, Kevin says... that she is the best birthday present ever. Well, they are. Kids are the best
birthday
present.
Kids are good,
And he's also wondering if Arnold Schwarzenegger is hanging around the studio. He'd like an update on how Blaze Pizza is doing. Is that Arnold's pizza?
No, do you remember that's the pizza joint that Arnold's son Patrick Schwarzenegger opened? Remember?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Let's pull the thing.
Let's see what happens. All right. Terminator.
Hey!
Oh,
and it's a progressive.
How does the progressive work?
Well, you have to tell us about the pizza restaurant and also why your opinion on Trump.
Yeah. No, you see, you made it up. You said progressive just to say progressive, and now I'm leaving because of you.
He was on and gone. That's terrible.
So sad.
Sam Lipscomb has a birthday coming up. Sam Lipscomb here. And his addiction to TMOS is worse than ever. He's a former Leesburger, now living in Denver, Colorado. Go Broncos! I think I'm conflicted about the Super Bowl.
Really?
But I may be going for... I don't have a... This is one of those horrible Super Bowls where I have absolutely no connection whatsoever.
I do, Mike. Root for great commercials.
Yeah, Peyton.
Thank you. That's right. Well, Peyton, but now he's got the whole scandal.
But you do
again.
His
That's
voice.
Rearing, so
yeah. If he's famous, it's good for the show.
Done. Go Broncos. And happy birthday, Sam. Happy doppel belated birthdays to the lovely Gloria Hornsby, a.k.a. Mrs. T-Bone.
Hey, now.
And Mr. T-Bone, a.k.a. Tony Hornsby. Yay, Hornsby.
They both had birthdays this month, you see.
Great. All right. Jeff Carell writes, or Carol.
Carol.
Yes. He writes, I would like to request a birthday shout out to my pal Ernie Billy Boyd. That's a great name. Ernie Billy Boyd. His birthday is sometime during the last week of January, and he will be 47 or maybe 48. Oh, come on. Sweat the details if you're going to send in a birthday request, for Christ's sake.
47 or 48.
He's in the neighborhood.
God, Jeff. We are dudes, so I really don't keep track of the details, obviously. But he is a great friend and big TMOS fan. So happy birthday, Billy. Yeehaw. I keep track of all the birthdays of the guys that I work with and
sure.
friends of mine.
Yeah.
Rob's is in March.
Yep.
And so is Oscar.
Yeah.
That's right.
What date?
And what are our ages?
Yeah.
Okay. Rob is March 11th.
Ooh.
You know what? You're very close. Very close.
What is it?
Eighth.
Oh, damn it. Okay, yes. Well, that doesn't count. And Oscar
is... Why does that not count?
Well, I remember...
No, it doesn't count. I got it wrong. I was saying self-deprecating, sensitive boy.
Like, a little exercise. I think of Rob, and I think of an 8-ball of Coke, so I remember the 8th.
Yes, exactly.
Mm. Very good, because Rob does so many 8-balls.
Yeah, that's why the weight loss.
Oscar, I'm going to say yours is March 22nd.
No, it's the 30th.
Yeah, it's the end of the month. Yeah.
It's the 30th.
Yes.
But I got the right half of the month.
Yeah, do you know our ages?
Yeah.
You are going to be 45?
That's exactly right.
That's not right.
No, that's right.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were like almost 50.
Thanks.
No. You're going to be 45, and Oscar's going to be... Oscar, are you going to be 37 or 38?
38. Nice poll.
And Oscar's going to be 38. Oscar's got the big 40.
Yeah.
I can't wait, though.
I love it. Can't wait.
That's exciting. That's wonderful. Anyway, so that's it. John Parker turns 14 this week, and we'd like to wish him a merry birthday because teenagers love the word merry. Super fan Stephanie Loftus will observe the 14th anniversary of her 20th birthday this weekend. Hoo-ha! Happy birthday, Steph. Thanks for all your support. And now, on with the letters. Greetings from Doodah.
Doodah.
According to, God, there was some Manassas guy called. That was his nickname.
Oh, that's a good nickname.
So Manassas.
Was he the mayor?
I used to run with those humps.
Hung out at the tavern all the time. Hey, Doodah.
Yes.
Doodah.
I know the Cape Town ladies sang his song.
According to UrbanDictionary.com, Doodah is a nickname for Wichita, Kansas. Origins unknown, but perhaps in reference to the laid-back, whimsical attitude felt by some visitors to the city. Doodah.
Remember when we went to Wichita and we were entranced by the whimsical attitude of the people?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Especially in that 110-degree heat.
Yes.
Under a tarp.
Yes.
As I passed out from too much vodka the night
before. It
was
essentially what they built on our broadcast site was a convection oven.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. I turned, next letter, I turned 41 on wait a minute. Is this the same letter?
Yeah, that, I was just explaining what Doodah was.
Got it. Okay, so the letter says, I turned 41 on January 27th and wanted to say hello and thank you for the laughs. I cover roughly 1,400 miles of territory during the course of my work duties. Wow. And I stockpile the show for my road trips. Thank you for accompanying me each time I head out and every time I return home. Sincerely, Jimmy Patterson. Hey, that's James Patterson.
It is. Great author.
We got a letter from James Patterson. General Manager, K.O. and Skull Railroad, is that what it is?
I think it's Co and Skull. There's
Co and Skull Railroad.
How cool is that, though? He covers 1,400 miles. So cool.
Sending dip to everybody in the country. The Skull Railroad. All right, moving right along. Every year, boys, every year my husband waits to hear a birthday wish from his loving and classy wife. So just for him, I stopped what I was doing to send a birthday greeting. And now, without further ado, happy birthday, Andrew Tucker. Best, Jessica.
You know what? I don't want
her
to take
so
this.
That's so formal. I hate best, by the way. That's one of my all-time least favorite salutations on a letter. Best.
Doesn't she sound like a something on wheels when she wrote that? I'm
every
sure
year,
she's nice.
I should change the tone. Let me rewrite the,
please,
the letter.
Please.
Boys, every year my husband waits to hear a birthday wish from his loving and classy wife. So, just for him, I stopped what I was doing, which was much more important, to send a birthday greeting. And now, without further ado, happy birthday, Andrew Tucker. Best, Jessica.
Yay! Hey, at least most wives forget, and the guys have to write in.
That's true.
It's true. Yeah, she's probably pretending to be tough. Anyway. I fell his next letter. That's incidentally the laugh of the day. I'd like to do that again. Mm-hmm. I think she's probably a really nice person, just faking that she's mean. I fell his. I would like to announce the birth of a brand new TMOS listener, my first grandson, Andrew Colin Yingling.
Yay!
Oh, the little beer bottle is doing really well. Little Andy is a blizzard baby. He was born on Friday, January 22nd at 5:30 p.m., just as the blizzard of 2016 was beginning. As a father of two girls and a grandfather of a beautiful 26-month-old granddaughter, I didn't think I could love any more than I already do, but a boy is so different. The moment my daughter told me she was having a boy, my mind was reeling. I quickly began calculating in my mind. Since I'm 54, I'll be 61 when he becomes a Cub Scout and starts T-ball and soccer, 66 when he enters middle school and becomes a Boy Scout, and I'll be 72 when he graduates high school and earns his Eagle Scout rank. I better get my butt in shape if I'm going to be around for this boy. Okay, you're making me depressed, John Yingling. Either way, and no matter where this journey takes us, he is my grandson, and I don't think I could be any more proud or love him any more than I do right now, but I know that I will. John T. Yingling, who is just bursting at the seams about his
very
grandson.
Cool. Very
and
nice.
John, congrats. That is very, very cool. Enjoy your grandson. It's the greatest thing in the world. Moving right along. Hey, guys. It is my friend Eric Hayden Ward's birthday today. Well, let me ask you, why does Eric have to have three names? Can I ask you that?
Oh,
that's normally for the chicks on Facebook. Can you tell me, why does Eric have to put, what, Eric didn't kill anybody? He's not being executed, is he?
No.
I'm just care. Why is there a third name in there? Why?
I wonder if that's addressed later in the letter.
Sorry. Perhaps I shouldn't have gone off so early.
That's fine. I think it's time that you do.
I'll start a game.
Yes.
Hi, guys. It is my friend Eric Hayden Ward's birthday today. He is a three-name person, which means he is three times the douchebag as he turns 31 years old. Boy, this is now... See, now since I didn't read ahead, this counts as piling on by me.
I like that, though. I love when people pile on.
He is three times the douchebag as he turns 31 this year. He isn't friends with Rob on Facebook, so he doesn't get a birthday greeting from him every year. Can Oscar wish my... Oh, now we don't have to say mongoloid, do we? That's not nice.
No, it's not right.
Can we wish his friend Eric a Boss birthday in Rob's voice?
Here, this is great.
Well, we got to spin it. You got to spin it. Where's the Oscar gets it, too.
Get the roulette wheel out.
I forgot.
All right. There we go. Sorry.
Did it win?
Yes, he won.
Okay. Go ahead.
Because sometimes I can't.
Laughing
you see, the slot
guy.
Machine faces you. I can't see.
This guy. All right.
Eric, you mongoloid!
Oh, no!
You have a Boss birthday!
I guess. Oh, God. Here's an addendum. 2 weeks ago, Mike got the giggles when I used the phrase window licker. Okay, now this is too much right now. It is a phrase that has stuck with me since Don and Mike read a list of the top 10 most effective things you can
offensive,
call someone.
Not effective, offensive.
Oh, the mess. Offense.
Please don't say effective.
I'm sorry.
Stop it.
It is a phrase that has stuck with me since Don and Mike read a list of the top 10 most offensive things you can call someone who has been touched. Okay. All right. I'm done. I'm done with this letter. Thank
right,
you very much.
Next.
All right. Warmly, Jacob. Thanks, Jacob. Lehey. Hi there. This next letter says, this message is for the mailbag. Thank you.
I like this.
Thanks for alerting us.
This letter is written like she wants a job. It is so formally constructed. I love it.
Last weekend, my oldest daughter turned 9 and had a sleepover with a few friends. All the girls were talking about what they thought was creepy, and they asked me if I knew anything that was creepy. Naturally, I thought of salad fingers. I showed them the clips on YouTube, and to my surprise, they all found Mr. Fingers hilarious. Yeah, kids like it.
Yeah.
And not creepy at all, especially my 6-year-old daughter, who nearly fell over from laughter while watching. This Saturday, my 6-year-old daughter turns the big 7. I'm wondering if Salad Fingers might stop by and wish her a happy birthday. Her name is Denver. Thank you for the consideration, Megan McCormick. Well, Megan, we have to get out the machine. Let's see what happens. Rusty spoon.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, no.
Very exciting. Very nice.
Oh, yuck.
This is not good.
2 weeks in a row, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look who's here.
Hello.
Oh.
How are you, boys?
Have you had breakfast yet?
No salad.
I enjoy old eggs. You know why I like old eggs?
Why?
Cut to it, please.
Ugh.
Because they coagulate. Goodbye.
Bye. Not a fan.
I just bugged myself. What do you think of that? I bugged myself.
Oh, God, that's great. I can't believe it.
All right, so there's your salad fingers. Thank you. All right, here we go. Moving right along. My beloved TMOS family, every year I forget to send in my birthday greeting request until after the sacred day, but not this time. It's easy to remember as February the 1st finds me the exact same age as Elvis, as Elvis's only spawn, Lisa Marie. Rare company indeed.
Oh, that's neat.
I'd like to thank the Powerball deities that Mike was not a winner in the massive Powerball jackpot weeks ago, so that he and the gang must continue to do the podcast that brings his fans so much joy. I truly don't know what I would do without those 79 daily minutes of fun. Please tell the Jamaican jerk I could use some words of encouragement as I start my 48th year on the planet. Mazel tov. Jeff Tomasini. Those are three meatballs. It's been a long day.
Boy, yeah, Lisa Marie, sweat the details. You're going to be 50. That means you're going to die soon, man. Wow. Hope you take care of yourself, Jeff Tomasini. Sounds like you're Italian. You probably eat too much pasta, man. Yeah, that pasta make your belly all fat, and all the women in your life probably have facial hair, man. Yeah, big bellies with hair underneath their belly buttons going down to the bad place, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah, is that what they look like? Oh, all your mothers wear black. Is that right, Jeff Tomasini? Okay, bye-bye now.
What a jerk.
Oh, such a jerk.
Big jerk. And
finally, Tori Shaw writes, hey, guys, I wanted to share a quick story with you. I'm a middle school music teacher. I play golf with a middle school music teacher.
I love music teachers.
Retired. And often I have my iPod playing on shuffle while I work in my classroom during planning periods. My iPod doesn't compare to Rob's, but I've got a lot packed in there, including a bunch of bonus shows. One day while I was working, no kids in the room, but the door to the room was wide open. The track changed and Mike's voice suddenly bellowed out, "Welcome to the effing bonus show." My room is about 70 feet from the main office, but thankfully no one heard Mike's energetic greeting. But if they had, I would have just used it as an opportunity to plug the show. That's the spirit.
There you go.
I do have a small birthday request. My lovely wife, Elspeth. Elspeth! Elspeth, I'm plowing the lower 40, Elspeth. Elspeth will be turning 31 on January 31st, and it would make her day and mine if Rob could conjure up the ghost of Betty Davis to talk up Bossa Nova Baby. Keep up the great work, and thank you for everything you guys do. God bless. That's one of my all-time favorites.
All right, so, let's see how we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, now to talk about Bossa Nova Baby. There's a bald head. He
hey,
never says
no. All right, very cool. You know, Mike, I have a special Blizzard jingle for this.
Break the ice with WWDC.
Wow. Look who's here. It's Elspeth. Happy birthday. You gotta watch your husband playing dirty words in a school. You know what he'll do? He's gonna contaminate the youth of America. It's B-E-T-T-E, your favorite DJ, with music from Elvis Presley. This one comes from Fun in Acapulco, but he can't sing it anymore. You know why? He took too many pills, and he died.
So take it easy, baby, I want to play.
And that's Betty Davis as a DJ.
Wow.
Start the show, you hunk.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What can we do for you?
I need work.
All right.
What was your previous salary?
$80,000 was the base salary, and then I was in a bonus situation, which would give me anywhere from 15 to 25, depending on, you know, the year that we had, and generally $100,000.
$100,000? Over what period of time are we talking about?
A year.
A year? What brings you around these parts? Trying to double up on that income?
Well, I've come here to live. I'm trying to change my life.
You couldn't change your life on $100,000?
What have you got for me? Any jobs?
Coming from your position and your salary, you wouldn't be interested in it.
Well, you don't know me. I might love it. What is it?
A crossing guard.
At a school?
Where else have you seen them work?
I just didn't know if there were different kinds. What does that pay?
$100,000.
What does it really pay?
It pays $5.50 an hour plus benefits.
And the benefits meaning?
You get a ride to and from school if you need it.
Do you have anything at all? Can you rack your brain? Something maybe in the executive file, or maybe you have a white collar box or something?
What sort of box would that be?
Just a box of higher paying jobs.
Oh, I know. You mean the $100,000 box.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Fiverr Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm doing a little controversy. This is Prince, I think.
Yeah, oh, you love this song. This is one of your favorites. When I had to...
No, Let's Work. That's what it is. Let's Work. It's not controversy. It's
I think it's from the controversy era. I thought you meant the album Controversy.
Yeah. I remember when I went to a Rolling Stones concert, and they actually played Controversy on their big speakers before they came on.
The Stones always play great music in their pre-show.
They do. We're on the air. We're on the online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet, because they get it. If you're here, you do too. And we are really just beside ourselves to have you with us today. Thank you. Hey, I want to tell
Luke
you.
Clapped. That was great.
Yay.
Yay. Good job.
Nice job.
I am so, so happy to tell you how excited we are to have Omaha Steaks on board with the Mike O'Mara Show. I love Omaha Steaks. I have been enjoying Omaha Steaks for the last 2 weeks. It's high quality with one-of-a-kind flavor. Omaha Steaks has beef and bison from the Golden Plains.
Mm.
Out in that land where they're having the primaries, ladies and gentlemen, that's right, the heartland. I have on my motorcycle driven through these beautiful parts of the country, and that's where all this good stuff. Have you ever been, either one of you ever been to Nebraska?
Never been. I know it's XR Ben spelled backwards.
It's on my bucket list.
Yes. It's great. Listen, they've got great stuff. Seafood, poultry, veal, lamb, everything. And right now, Omaha Steaks has the perfect package for the big game that's coming up. We were talking about it a moment ago.
Yes.
The O'Mara Assortment. I want you to go to omahasteaks.com and get yourself the O'Mara Assortment. It is 76% off its normal price. You can have a party for the big game and probably eat for the rest of the week,
yes,
too.
Yes, you can.
The O'Mara Assortment, 2 tender mild fillets, 2 bold beefy top sirloins, 2 moist savory boneless pork chops, 4 homestyle chicken fried steaks, 15 all beef Italian meatballs, 4 award-winning gourmet jumbo Franks, 4 crispy creamy potatoes au gratin, 4 made from scratch caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and 4 free juicy premium Omaha Steak burgers. Wow. I've enjoyed almost everything. Carla's keeping away from me from the desserts, unfortunately. I'm going to kill her.
Mike, all you need to do is divide the house into quadrants, and the tartlets will be yours.
So I mentioned before, this is 76% off. Listen to this. For our listeners, this exclusive package, only $49.99. That's right.
Wow.
$49.99. Get on your computer right now. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type in TMOS in the search bar, and it pops right up. Just add the O'Mara Assortment to your cart. Lots of people are doing this, not just for the big game, just to enjoy this incredible deal. Again, that's omahasteaks.com. Enter TMOS in the search bar and get this great package for $49.99. Be ready for the big game with Omaha Steaks and the O'Mara Assortment. You will love it. How great is that?
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You know, you guys have been bitching about your weather. Allow me to bitch about my weather.
Oh, excellent.
we are underwater down here practically. It's a serious issue. A lot of areas are flooded down here now.
Broken water main or
no? This is this is days and days of rain. It's a steady heavy rain. Like for 48 straight hours, it's been raining.
Biblical.
And, you know, I wouldn't call it biblical yet, but there are communities down here. Knock on wood, mine is not one of them. That where they're like, hello, I can't come to the phone right now because I'm at the bottom of the pool.
It's so frustrating.
I can't get out and enjoy golf.
It's tough.
Now, I know that sometimes if you squint
that,
just
that
right.
That really burns right
if
there.
You squint just right, really you can burns. See a water hazard from your lanai. Yeah. Has the water hazard... Has it raised? Is the level appreciably higher?
The level is such that I have never seen. So I have never seen it like this.
But you haven't been down there that long.
Not during the rainy season.
No, not usually. He's usually
out here. I've had the place down here for a long time, but I never spent, this is my second year?
Second year.
Lengthy periods of time. So I've never seen this. I've never seen the water this high. And technically, they call it a lake, but it's really, in Cocoonville, it's not a lake. It's kind of a ditch.
It's filled in
with water, but they can call it. But I'll tell you something, it looks like a lake today.
Yeah.
And one of the things I noticed is I looked across to the other side and it looks like it's about ready to come over the bank a little bit.
And the gators, Mike.
Oh, the gators.
Well, the creepy crawlers too. You know, they had a what do they have? A python hunt down here.
Oh.
They had a python hunt.
Did they get John Cleese?
No, it's not a Monty Python. Oh, I forgot. We have interns in. He has an audience. He's going to be incorrigible today.
Okay, Mike, I'll be less funny.
Oh, listen to that. I'll be less. Oh, you egomaniac. I'll be less funny. I'll dial down my rapier wit. Thank you. Because that's right, Rob. You are so scary funny.
Oh, stop it.
Absolutely.
You're
kind.
You
miss a little,
you
miss a lot. Anyway, Jesus Christ. So it is a little moist. It is a little wet down here. And, you know, it's...
Now, in the past, when this has happened...
Nothing compared to what you guys got last
week. When this happens, when the water gums up high, then it recedes. But does it leave creepy crawlers and creatures where they shouldn't normally be?
I think that's when you get the kind of flood where a riverbank goes over.
Mm. Okay.
Or really, you know, if we got... 5 days of this stuff, you'd probably have water everywhere, and then God knows what would be in there. I mean, there's snakes down here, they're gators, they're otters, they're eagles, they're birds of prey and things
like Mother Nature.
We have parts of this community down here that are designated Autobahn natural areas, so there are plenty of room for the creepy crawlers to exist.
Cool.
And really, if you talked about the reptilian force that I see more than anything else down here, it would probably be these nasty ass urinating toads that they have down here.
Yes.
Is that the proper name?
You toads.
Huh? Is that the proper name? The urinating toads?
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, I don't know what they are, but they're toads. And I think you're told to keep your animals away from them because they're toxic. They can have stuff
poison. Are these the
stuff.
Kind of toads that you
think
lick?
They have
and
toxic
you...
pee.
Ooh.
But there are toads also that you can lick and hallucinate.
Yes.
Drug toads.
Yes.
Those are D toads.
Mike, I don't think your infrastructure probably allows for that type of rain, not sustained, but 3 days wouldn't be as horrible.
No, it does not.
No, it doesn't?
It does not. And you got to realize that if you've seen the climate change maps, and they always joke about the
it's
fact
El Nino.
But they talk about also, like, if climate change, when they're talking about the sea levels rising.
Sure.
I believe the peninsula of Florida is one of the first places just to go, I mean, completely bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you see South Florida especially completely underwater. And, you know, we drain pretty well around here. But, no, I'm looking out the window. I'm not at that stage yet where I'm going to get really nervous. But it is, you know, we've had a few tornadoes. It's a weird, weird time down here. And the people that have lived here that I know that have lived here much longer than I have are indicating that this is the weather forecaster last night said 10 times the normal amount of rain for the month of January.
Mike, how far are you from Windermere, Florida?
Probably 3 hours, three and a half hours, probably. Windermere is Orlando.
My sister moved and she called me and it was raining when we were talking. She said, yes.
Yeah.
She's like,
terrible time. Because, but down south, Miami, Keys, that area, they're getting all the rain down. But it's, you know, you're keeping an eye on it. And they said, as I said, 10 times the amount of rain they normally get down here.
How about,
hey, we're talking about the weather.
How about you call us when you have a bobcat stuck in front of your house?
Exactly.
And stuck, just parked. Not even stuck.
You know what? That is the true weather emergency. Let's talk about that. Oscar is still digging out. And nice to see that the city of Washington, D.C., doing their level best to maintain the standards of the late, great Marion Barry. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Someday.
Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Katie.
And this is the Cake and Cookie Show. And you know what one of my favorite things about the Cake and Cookie Show is, Katie?
I have no idea.
That sometimes you can just call out and in the background we can hear your husband. Try.
Hey, Dan. Did you get cheese? He did.
Isn't that great?
I guess so.
It's Cake and Cookies, and you can check it out on iTunes or the Mike O'Mara Show app. Remember, Dan has cheese.
Cake and Cookies, the podcast that has nothing to do with cake or cookies.
Now that's a promo.
It's Rob and Katie.
Cheese is good food.
Oh, I love cheese.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. And no matter what time of year it is, you got to make every second count. And that means looking your best. Trunk Club is here to handle your wardrobe so you can focus on what really matters. Trunk Club makes shopping easy by finding the best clothes for you and your style so you look great and always have the perfect clothes for the season. At trunkclub.com/TMOS, you simply answer some questions about yourself and you're assigned an expert stylist. And mine happens to be Jane. Jane, stop this crazy thing.
Hi, Jane.
Before you know it, a trunk arrives at your doorstep. It's filled with wonderful hand-picked clothes, perfect for you. Hand-picked clothes just for you from the best brands. Keep what you like. Send back what you don't like. Just use the prepaid trunk for easy returns. And remember, Trunk Club is not a subscription service. You only pay for the clothes you like. Yesterday, you were talking about the fact that you got a color of something you didn't like the color. You sent it back. They sent you the right color.
Sent me a new one. Also, I sent a few emails out to some of my cohort friends.
Right.
That might be like, look, this might be perfect for you. You're busy guys. Why not?
Right.
One of the guys is the vice president of J.P. Morgan, and he signed up with our code.
Oh, fantastic.
Trunk Club. Yay. Yes. Fantastic. That's Oscar Santana taking care of business. Let Trunk Club make you look great in clothes picked just for you. Start today, and Trunk Club will style you for free, plus free shipping both ways. You only pay for the clothes you keep. Just go to trunkclub.com/TMOS. That's trunkclub.com/TMOS for a trunk filled with clothes that you're going to love wearing. Yeah, so, you know, my issues with weather down here are ridiculous, but D.C. is still digging out, correct?
I left yesterday because I was going to help my parents out a little bit, make sure get the deck all cleaned up for them, make sure they could have a nice pathway to put the snowblower away in the back shed. And I said, why not? We got to take care of them, right? So I left at 3 p.m. here from Washington, D.C. to Olney, Maryland, which is roughly 15 miles north. It should take, with traffic, 45 minutes at most.
30 on a good day.
Yes.
But 45 if it's slow.
I would say I'm being generous when I tell you it took 3 hours.
20 minutes if everybody in the city died.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Well, on a solid,
which apparently is about to happen, judging from the snow removal.
In the middle of the night, I would be able to drive home without weather, and let's say summertime, right?
Right on.
To D.C., to my place, in roughly 21 minutes.
Okay.
And I've done that. And not even speeding, just catching the lights, getting here.
Sure, right.
So exactly. 3+ hours total because some of these lanes, these major thoroughways, I'm talking about Georgia Avenue, I'm talking about
thoroughfares,
Connecticut, I'm talking about Wisconsin, turn into one lane.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
One lane 3 days after the storm.
3 days. Now, keep in mind, it's been 6 days since the storm started.
Yeah. Yeah.
How is the media covering this? Are they getting
they're
props?
Killing them.
Are they beating their partners? Did they do it again? Did they step on their D's again because that's what they do?
It's interesting because, A, they just... everybody talks about infrastructure, and really, this isn't a surprise, right?
No.
Buy a snow melter. Do that. Keep it here. Buy multiples.
Yeah.
And so when you use it, they'll pay for themselves in sheer goodwill.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you're talking about the city that should do
city.
The municipalities that should do
don't
this.
Care whose street it is. If you see a street, plow it.
Yep.
I don't care if you're a city or state worker. I walk outside today. There's a bobcat parked in a parking spot like it was parked there and someone owned it in the neighborhood.
Right.
I said, someone brought a bobcat out. No, it's the city. And then there's a big dump truck next to it. And I look over and I said, well, there's no one in that dump truck. They're blocking us in. I had to walk around 3 blocks to find them. And they were just hanging out talking about life. And I said, guys, I know that this sucks. Right. This is the worst thing you have to do.
Did you really say
yes,
that?
Yes, I did. I said, and I appreciate you working your asses off, but you're blocking my girlfriend in, and there's a big dump truck in the way. Can someone move the dump truck,
instead,
please?
Oh, you know, instead,
so you're covered with that. If it, you know, I was waiting for you to go over there and just be like, guys, listen, I know this sucks, but the fact is you got to work harder. You got to do a better job.
Oscar
talks to everybody on the show.
You got to
a better job. I live in the place around the bike, and you guys are sitting here chatting, and I don't know. Get off me. God damn it.
So I'm motivating you guys.
Helping
I'm asking them.
They're taking up 4 parking spaces.
Yes.
And also, Mike, you should know that because of the lack of salt everywhere, there was large stretches of ice today.
Ice everywhere.
Treacherous ride in.
Okay, here's the thing about it, and this is what kills me. I mean, this is bureaucracy at its worst.
Yep.
And, you know, you talk about local government and federal government, and you talk about the way they do these things, but they had a ton of advance notice. They had CNN. I remember watching one of the news stories talking about how many tons of salt and sand and all that crap they had ready to go. And they still step on it. You have to project. Yes, it's expensive. They're not out of money. They budget for it.
Oh, absolutely. Virginia's saying they're out of money.
Well, they're out of money now.
Budget is gone.
The amazing thing about it is, remember, if they had just pre-treated as early as Wednesday, just 48 hours out, and that's not unheard of, we would have avoided that crisis on Wednesday night before the storm.
And the weird part is this, is that there were so many effing people on there. I wouldn't have gone home if I knew that. The government had liberal leave or telework, right?
Right.
Stay home.
And a 3-hour delayed opening yesterday.
Yeah, and a 3-hour delay. And today, stay home.
Yeah, please stay home.
Stay home.
What
about right around our studio with, like, the private parking lots?
Those are clear.
They got those done.
Noon yesterday, the private lots were clear. Yeah. Although, the prediction from the gentleman who owns the place, and he's fun, he was talking to Pony, he said, they won't be cleared out for a month. That was his projection.
He said, just leave.
Just leave. Just go. Leave. I don't know.
But he's just a dick anyway.
Oh, he's an absolute bastard,
and he always got cash.
Yeah,
cash. Ass,
so did
or
you?
Grass, everybody
did you
pays.
When you? Now you got out yesterday, right? You drove to work yesterday, correct?
Right, right.
And so you actually took not the Uber. You took your car. Did you go into our lot across the street, or
the lot across the street was half cleared when I got here yesterday. But here's the thing that's most magical, and when Oscar talks about the main roads, I'm talking big roads.
Yeah,
I come in today on the Clara Barton Parkway, which connects Washington, D.C. to the Beltway. It's a major road, it was going between one lane and one and a half lanes. Never two, but sometimes one and a half. And it just
stuns me that they can't get it
together.
They just
can't do it.
They don't have anybody that knows how to manage it. I mean, you have... Don't we count now as a city that gets snowfall? I mean, don't we? Isn't the free pass? You know,
this is nothing new. This happens on a regular basis.
Every
There's always
time.
A big storm, at least the last couple years. And I don't care how warm it was just a month ago.
Got to live for the now.
Yes. This is winter.
Yeah.
Be prepared.
So, if you're giving the grade, a letter grade to all the municipalities.
D.
What does
D.
It,
D.
They
D.
get a D.
D.
They stepped on it again.
Absolutely.
Even
D.
with all that hype that they have. And all this, it's just, they don't have the systemic
procedures.
If
an immigrant from Bolivia can find a snowblower on Craigslist the day of a storm, the city can find a snow melter or some big equipment to bring into the city to take care of business.
Let me ask this. Did your dad give that to your folks?
Yeah, I gave it to him, and then he gave me a check, and I almost had a heart attack.
Oh, really? Did he pay for the whole thing?
He paid for the whole thing.
Did he really?
Yes.
Wow.
I said, well, some things have changed. You're 76, and you're actually paying up.
That's good. That's good. Well, hang in there. I mean, it just stuns me that they still do it, but that's the way
every
it goes.
Every time. They love the notion, I think they roll the dice, and they say, if we can have a winter with less than 12 inches of snow total, we can pocket many millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
But at what cost? I mean, the city was shut down for 2 extra days.
It just doesn't make sense. And when I got home, I didn't even do the work I needed to because I was beat down. I was like, Dad, I got homework.
Yep.
I'm going to go in the dining room and do homework like I used to do when I was 13. I'll be back in 3 hours.
What's for supper, Ma?
Yeah.
Hey, Ma.
Hey, Ma.
I'm one of the settlers. Anyway, we're going to take a break. I like that commercial. I don't know why I do. I do because I'm an idiot. Speaking of being an idiot, I went to see The Big Short the other night.
Hey.
And, this will tie into Carla and weight and social activities and embarrassing dog moments. I'll get to it all when we come back. I'm the Mike O'Mara Show. Thanks, everybody. They cakes, they stole the show. So sexual, she was flexible, professional, drinking Xanol. Hold up, wait a minute, do I see what I think I will? Did a thing I seen, sure to get low. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I don't need the dancing round, thank you. Anyway, this portion of our program is brought to you by Vistaprint. Running a business is a tough job, but at least promoting your business can be easy. Thanks to Vistaprint.com, Vistaprint makes it easy and affordable to make a great first impression. That means clients will remember you. So many people have told me how much they enjoy Vistaprint. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. That's 500 cards for under $10. Find a better deal. I dare you.
Dare you.
I do it all the time. I want people to know what I do, and I still haven't figured out where I'm going to go with my new design, but I'm gonna try. I love the simplicity
of
my card.
Try the thicker stock, Mike.
Yeah, a raised
maybe I'll just get thicker stock.
Yeah, thicker stock is nice.
Yeah, my card has the Mike O'Mara Show on it. Then it's MikeO'MaraShow.com.
.com.
No, it's dot. It's that.
No, that's
those
the
are the golf,
balls.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm sorry.
And they're gone. Those golf balls. I have golf balls with the show logo.
Okay.
And I've lost most of those now. So. Get ready for that expense. Anyway, no. Listen and you'll get it. And then Mike O'Mara right on the bottom. It's
That's
a very
awesome.
Simple card.
It's beautiful.
I like this. And you'll like it too. 500 business cards for just $9.99. And remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com. You get the cards. You get the $9.99 price and it's a 50% savings. Great quality. Easy to customize. Visit Vistaprint.com. Create your custom card and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today.
Thank you.
What do you want to talk about now? You want the movie review?
I want to hear about the movie because you've been talking about it for a while. So obviously
spoilers.
It's top of mind.
Well, I can't give you a spoiler because I don't know what the hell went on. It made me feel dumber than I've ever felt in my life. I swear to God.
I hate movies
Mike,
like
am I
that.
Am I mistaken that the movie chronicles what happened during the financial,
bubble bursting,
the financial
the
crisis
bubble.
That we had in 2008, 2009?
All I know is I watched for clips of it to do a possible show open, so I looked on all the stuff that they released to YouTube, and all they do is they kept doing a scene with Jenga, and I hate Jenga. So if it's a movie like a game of Jenga, I got no interest
Subprime
in it.
Subprime mortgages.
Jenga is the analogy for the bubble.
Okay.
It's going to burst.
Right.
And these guys in this room that manage these funds, these super
the Black
smart
Swan.
Guys, they,
it's a different
they
movie.
Bet no, a black, that the market black is, finance. They bet against the economy, basically. They're the early birds that knew that all of these subprime mortgages were going to go kaboom because they were giving them out like candy and it was going to burst and they bet against these banks. I understand all that. The fact is that the long and short of it is you were watching a movie about the explosion of the United States, not the explosion, the implosion of the United States and the world economy. And, they make these guys into kind of movie star guy. I don't know. I didn't like it.
So
I didn't
like
it because
anti-heroes, the anti-heroes are the protagonist.
There are a few tidbits I take from the movie. One thing is that these Wall Street people, they create terminology to make it confusing for the common man.
Sure.
You know, let me tell you, and Oscar, you're living in this world with a little, getting your MBA, and you know how to, you're talking about guys that
it's not easy.
Ultimately work their asses off to study this stuff, to get well versed in it. But and a lot of them are really smart. But a lot of them are just well educated and hardworking.
Sure.
But the common theme that I have found with a lot of these guys is that not only do they exist in this world that most of us, are driving around going, "What you gonna eat at the Super Bowl?" And these guys consider themselves the smartest guys in the room, and that's the way they behave. And so, a movie that elevates them to greater stature is a little bitter pill for me to swallow. Mm. And as I watched that, I was kind of, I watched checked a couple of times because, okay, we get it. We get it that they are ahead of the ahead of the curve, that they're creating these financial situations that they're going to benefit them and their investors when the market bursts. But at the same time, it just they all suck. They all, in my opinion, they all suck.
Can I ask a parallel? Yes. We've argued some time back about the movie The Social Network. Guys love The Social Network.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't
give
like
me a grease pen
because there was no one in the movie that I liked. I understood the story. It was a good story, and it was
similar.
Well told.
I give you that. It would be
but
similar.
But if you don't have someone you can root for, if you don't have a protagonist that you like, no matter how engaging the story is, you're never going to truly invest
yourself
in it. You
couldn't root for Eduardo?
Him I rooted for. And one of the Winklevosses, but I forget which one.
You didn't root for a Winklevoss. The long and short of it is they're absolutely right. I am one of the great unwashed that I don't understand.
Anybody can learn it, though. Anybody can learn it. It really is. And I'll like
But it. You would have to study it.
You have to study it. Yes. And you have to put some effort in. And you have to work hard.
Which nobody wants to do.
True.
I liken to, there are times when my sister and brother are having conversations, and it's medical terms they're using.
Right.
And I have no effing idea. And frankly, I don't want to know. And that's my fault, right? Mm-hmm. But I can stop them in their tracks and say, can you explain this? What does this mean? Now, the difference between that and finance is there isn't much of a difference because if you have finance in your life and you want to learn about it, if I wanted to go to med school, I could go to med school and learn all these terminologies, right?
Sure, sure.
If I wanted to go to business school, which I'm in now, I'm learning these terminologies, all terminologies which really intimidated me before I went to school. Mm-hmm. Intimidated me, confused me. I didn't know what they were. As far as the movies are concerned, I don't know how, and I would like to see this movie. I haven't
seen
it
yet.
Well,
the movie also panders to the extent where, and now here is a supermodel in a bubble bath to explain subprime mortgages or whatever she was talking about.
Right.
So it really addresses the audience like we're morons. And I understand your point.
Yeah.
And I understand what you're talking about, the fact that, you know, you go, you study this, anybody can learn it. And that's the truth. And just because they haven't studied it, their attitude is that these guys, although it is an indictment of our financial institutions,
yes,
at the same time, they are raising these guys up to statures that I don't think they should be raised up to. Does that make any sense to
well,
you?
Well, ideally, they profited. They became multi-billionaires.
On the desperation and the disintegration of people's lives.
Yes.
And it sucks. And really, when you think about it now, one thing I leaned over to Carla and said regularly during this movie, I said, you know, it's right back to where it was. And it is.
Mm-hmm.
Down here in South Florida, where it was the beginning of the disintegration,
mm-hmm,
that's where what have we waited, 2 years for prices to go to explode once again and to get back where they are? I'd like to see some scrutiny on what's happening. And at the very end of the movie, one thing I liked about it, they talk about the fact that, you know, when they put all the little text up on screen,
right,
that they are creating these vehicles again, that these things are being, that they're conjuring again. They're conjuring to create
this
false
bubble. Do they do that enough,
though? They're doing it again.
But do they do it enough at the end of the movie to make it almost like a morality play? Is the movie, the purpose of the movie, is it encapsulated in that end saying that this was a crisis once and it's happening again?
It is. And at the same time, you know, I don't think they go overboard making these guys noble. They're not noble.
Okay.
They're really ultimately out to make a buck. But the fact is they were smart enough to say, hey, you know, you shouldn't be backing this. But they didn't do it by saying, this has got to stop. They did it by saying, we're going to make money.
Yes.
Betting that these things are going to explode. Nobody's being noble in this, and they're still the rich guys. Look, there's a reason these guys have 70,000 square foot homes out in the Hamptons. They do stuff that none of us pay attention to. It's the same theme with everything in American society. And I don't like to quote Michael Moore, but I will quote Michael Moore. They asked him about Flint, and they asked him about, you know, because he's from Flint. He's talking about this lead in the water. And he put it this way. He said, in other countries where they're propping people up a little bit, they have more of a concept of we. In this country, we have a concept of me. Mm-hmm. And The Big Short is a great example. They knew that this was going to damage people and lives, but they bet on it for their investors and for themselves.
They bet against it.
They bet against it. They bet that it would
go down, yes.
And that it would blow up. So that is a perfect example of that. And I think that's what we do a lot, where we think about me, my neighborhood, what's happening to me. And if the person next to you, gets cancer, falls down a flight of stairs, can't make their mortgage payment, they're done. Kick them out. And that's the way, because there is no sense of that. And it wasn't always like that. I think that perhaps when you talk about the way things were. So when I watch
Florida,
this movie,
they can't take your home though, right?
They can't take your home in Florida. They can't. I've never spoken to anyone that maybe was in that situation, mm-hmm. but you always hear about it, yeah. and that's
yeah. But
that's
who wants
cool.
a flooded house?
No, OJ went down there. I remember when OJ moved to Florida years ago. That's when
they couldn't take his house.
That's when
right.
I learned.
Yeah.
I said,
yeah.
why
yeah.
would you move to there?
So they couldn't take his house. So I left this movie with this feeling of just meh. I'm like,
understood.
Man,
but that's
at the dumb. I felt dumb. I felt played. And you know me, it's not much of a push to get me to feel that way anyway.
Because
I feel like we are completely at the mercy of something
but
we
they're
can't
not
control.
Making a, mm-hmm. They're not making a movie as a documentary. That is an entertainment vehicle, whether or not it has a lesson to teach. If it made you feel dumb, that's a slight against the movie.
Yeah.
The movie should break it down so the average Joe.
It's probably not. It's just I felt very depressed
Understand
about
that.
The whole thing. And you're not always supposed to dance out of a movie. The acting, Steve Carell, Christian Bale, really
big, great cast,
really terrific job. They did it. You know, you do so for on that level. But to reward this, it just the story sucks so bad. It sucks for America so bad. And I just wish we were more propping ourselves up a little bit. I wish we had more.
Well,
all we're doing is fighting. You know?
And look, I'm not talking about political. I'm
right.
talking about financial. In financial
sure.
terms, we've made great strides since that happened. Right. Now, as far as the loans and the packages,
who's made great strides?
We're not dying on the vine anymore.
Oh,
like
you mean we pulled
economy.
out of the
yeah.
recession? Yeah,
yes.
But I'm talking about yeah. But you would make a case for the anger in America that is being that guys on the political side are. There's
I'm
a,
simply
an
talking
not
finance.
Just, and not, but you know what? Not just
yeah,
politics.
Wall Street's gone. Well, outside of the last couple
yes.
of weeks.
And not
Wall
just
Street
finance.
Had quite a run. An incredible
China.
Run,
you know?
I would say that in the past, China. In the last 8 years, we've proven, if you want to talk about me and the me mindset, there's no cooperation in politics at all. And
none.
I'm not mm-hmm. slighting any one party. I'm just saying there's no cooperation. And I think we've become less empathetic as a nation. Because it starts from the top down. Because
yep.
the big corporations, there was the story today about the Walmarts that moved in, took
yeah,
over small.
I saw that.
Horrible.
Yeah, they took over cities.
Really horrible story. It's like, the ledger, you know, the best example of that. The best example of that.
That's why Amazon's going to win.
Yep, you're right.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
And it's just, so I left feeling frustrated, and I had two bags of nachos in the theater.
Hold on, a bag of nachos?
Well, no, the thingy,
the
my
tray.
Favorite.
You open
my
them up,
favorite,
and then you get the cheese. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's
yeah.
my I would say, and I don't know when they, incorporated this into theaters, probably 20 years ago,
yeah.
where nachos became a staple, and I still, to this day, consider it the greatest movie snack of anything.
It's
oh,
too
okay,
involved.
Why?
It's too
what
involved.
Oh my God! Yes, the complex
Holy
process.
You make a tater tot casserole.
Yeah, at home.
How many layers
at
is that?
At home, I do that. I don't want to go to a movie and have to assemble something. Give me a bag of popcorn.
You don't. It's what they put the chips in a little plastic tray, and then they shoot out the little cheese, and you dip them in there.
Mike,
it's fantastic.
It's just not usual. I don't know. It's not. It doesn't
oh my
seem right.
God.
Doesn't
Please,
seem
it's
right.
Delicious. I love my nachos. And Carla said, you know, I've changed my mind. I'd like a small popcorn. And so they were rolling the previews of coming attractions, and I got my ass up, and I'm like, I'd already had my one nacho. Thing,
yes.
And I don't want to make it sound like I blamed on the double nachos on The Big Short. The double nachos were just simply because of the cooler air down here, and I just was getting my eat on. And
I understand.
I've been disciplined by Mrs. O'Mara since then, but how did this become a review of The Big Short to my incredible eating habits?
Well, Mike, that's the thing is that Big Nacho is riding a bubble right now, and it can't
yes.
last forever.
All my
true.
Money's in there. Right.
Selling short the Big Nacho Company. Thank you very much. Yes. Thank you, Mrs. O'Meara. Hey, by the way, she has been disciplining me this week. Almost 3 pounds down this
oh,
week.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Like that.
Thank
Still
you.
Three up.
Yes.
Hey, that's your buddy over there.
That's my pal. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, Fox 5's Annie U. Annie, would you rather...
spend the quality evening, yes, you know what that means.
With Biz Markie or, what's the TV show, Urkel, the guy who played Urkel.
Would I rather spend the night, you mean? Like, yes, just hang, yes, out?
No.
Spend the night.
Spend the night.
Oh,
if you,
wow,
were that kind of girl, we know you're not that kind of girl.
I'm going to say Urkel, because I think it'd be kind of a cute night with lots of laughs.
You know what? I shouldn't be surprised, because I say this in a loving way. You're kind of dorky a little bit. You admit that.
I definitely think that there's a lot out there that I haven't experienced.
Okay.
Because if we bump heads or...
Did I do that?
There he is.
Oh, my God.
There he is.
What'd I tell you?
That horn doggy.
You know what?
That show just ought to be named Rofo Horn Dog. That's what that show ought to be called.
Based on our previous conversation, the roads were actually the second worst thing about my ride in today. The worst thing was listening to Rob Ford on Rob Ford's Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the show. Did you know that getting quality sleep is every bit as important to a healthy lifestyle as a balanced diet and regular exercise? It is a fact. New Sleep Number research shows that people with Sleep Number beds who use Sleep IQ technology experienced improved sleep quality and more restful time in bed. My Sleep Number bed lets me choose my ideal firmness and even lets me change if I want to. Plus, it adjusts on each side. Mrs. O'Meara and I could not be more different in the way we like the firmness of the bed, the position of the bed, the numbers of the bed. If she wants it a certain way,
quality,
I want it another way. To be honest with you, I'll tell you the way it works. Mrs. O'Meara likes to leave hers just so, and I'm constantly tweaking because that's probably the radio person in me where I just want to mess with the levels,
sure,
all the time,
sure,
and that's what I do. Whether it's adjusting your Sleep Number setting or making different lifestyle choices, you'll always know what's working because Sleep IQ tells you. My Sleep Number is a 90, Carla's is a 65, and last night my Sleep IQ score was again a 93. I feel incredible today.
Nice.
Shape the best sleep of your life with a Sleep Number mattress and Sleep IQ technology starting at only $1,099.98. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today only at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. And let me know if you get one of these life-changing beds, mm-hmm, because I would love to hear from you. You can find a Sleep Number store near you by calling 800-511-0061. Don't forget to whip and nay-nay. And tell him that Mike O'Meara sent you. Thank you.
News.
Wow.
Is that loud?
A little loud.
Need to whip that name in. Swear to God.
News.
Yeah.
That's the one that's loud.
Boo.
Was it EQ'd?
Yeah.
All right. Just doesn't sound like the other
Rob's
one.
Rob's fault.
It's Rob's fault.
But you love those pronouncers.
I did. See, I give and I take.
You do.
If you if you've seen that, but hey, you know what? Sorry for telling you not to be funny. If you've seen the previews for Zoolander 2, then you know that Justin Bieber makes a cameo as himself being murdered.
Yeah! Nice!
Well, people at preview screenings have been cheering when it happens. I don't get a chance to lead with Justin Bieber very often,
yeah,
but this is good. Here's Ben Stiller with the politically correct Justin Bieber quote. This is the message. I think they all want to be him. They all want Justin Bieber's life. Let's face it. I think he has a sense of humor about all of it, and I also think he has the last laugh, too. He adds, he's an incredibly talented guy who, for whatever reason, affects people this way, but he's a great kid, and I was very fortunate to have him in the movie. Let me tell you what that quote tells me. I would almost go to see Zoolander 2 just to see the scene, because he must be murdered horribly.
Yeah!
That'd be worth going to see.
Fun.
That'd be
and
a lot of
he
fun.
He must have really cut Ben Stiller a great deal for Ben Stiller to kiss his ass like that in the release, too, you know?
Either that, Rob, or I think perhaps that the murder is so heinous, mm-hmm, I just have to see the scene. Well, Oscar will go. I'll let Oscar go see it. He'll go see that. Let me know about the Justin Bieber murder scene. That's what I'm curious about with Zoolander 2. The NFL is conducting an ongoing and comprehensive investigation into the allegations that Peyton Manning used illegal human growth hormone while recovering from neck surgery back in 2011. The initial report came out last month and claimed that Peyton's wife, Ashley, received deliveries of HGH from an Indianapolis anti-aging clinic under her name, supposedly in an effort to keep Peyton from being connected to it. The tip reportedly came from a former pharmacy intern.
Oh, good.
Damn.
Named Charles Sly. Let's bring Charles in right now. Charles Sly is the guy's name. But he already recanted the story. Well, let's get Charles in here.
All right, Charles.
Charles, is it true or is it not true? Can you give us, please, the lowdown on what is the deal?
So you substitute ashtrays?
Okay, thank you very much. Very good. There he goes. All right. Do you think Peyton's guilty? Do you think he's
he bounced back pretty quick, Mike.
And the one thing that I saw is that when he recanted his story, this Charles Sly, it smelled so badly of the NFL calling Mr. Sly and saying, don't you think what you said might have been false?
Yeah, I don't trust him.
And the way he said it, that I didn't know I was being taped, so all of it's
also
false.
Also, who cares?
Yeah, I guess you're right about that.
The guy's got almost a broken neck. If he wants to take HGH to get back on that field and risk his life again to give us some solid football games, why not?
He will not be. I don't think this investigation will affect the Super Bowl. So
he's going to play. And if he wins, and then they find out, wow.
Look out.
I'm growing another head out of my neck. Anyway.
Yeah, if he took HGH.
Weren't you on HGH for a while, the cream and the clear?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I've got an added testicle now.
I was wondering, though, if Peyton was on HGH, wouldn't he have some weird misshapen forehead?
Very good. I get
good
it.
Call.
You know
good
what I mean?
Call. Good call. I didn't think about that.
He looks like one of Bing's kids.
His head is bigger.
Well, and he's got the hair that's fully grown, but it stops at a certain point, sanctuary.
That's my boy Peyton. He's got a big head, but he sure can throw that ball.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-boo. How about them Broncos? Yes, sirree, Peyton. Oh, man, it looks like you got a little thing in your neck. What is that, a bolt? Anyway, researchers... researchers at the University of Granada in Spain. Sorry. Just released a new study.
One
that
more.
Found vegetables. That found vegetables are more nutritious when they have been deep fried. You have to use extra virgin olive oil, though. Other types of oil probably don't give you the same benefits. It has to do with antioxidants called phenolic compounds, which can help prevent cancer and other diseases, and they occur naturally in vegetables. So you're getting them no matter what, but apparently olive oil is loaded with them. So when you deep fry vegetables, they absorb even more, but deep frying them in any type of oil ups the number of calories big time. So if you're trying to lose weight, you should probably stick with the steamed vegetables. But if all you care about are the antioxidants, fry away.
Love
it. On it.
That's cool.
Thank
I love
you.
It.
You know why people hate something if they'll pick exercise over it. A new survey found about 1 in 4 people say they'll park further away when they're going to avoid having to go into a tough parking spot. So I will. I mean, if I see a ridiculously tough parking, I'm not going to spend an hour doing that. People would rather walk a little more than do things like parallel park, squeeze into a tight space, or back into a spot. I think that's... I would assume that's everybody. Yeah. No, I've seen the people that are negotiating for 10 minutes trying to get in.
In the city, you have to at times. You're like, this is the best it's going to get.
Sometimes you don't have a choice. Yes. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, by the way, somebody bogarted O'Mara parking on us the other night. It was incredible. Came in.
That's a big one.
Sorry. He's allergic to newscasts.
Bless you.
This is a stellar news you may not need, by the way. With my timing. I'm having an allergy attack during this. I'm having a... allergy attack.
Get the paddles.
Come on.
Oh, my God. So anyway, my point was, we're at that theater, and a guy came in one of those Nissan Zs, one of those copper-colored ones. Have you ever seen those?
Sure.
Right? And he got it, and then he was still in the car when we walked by the space, which pissed me off.
Oh, definitely a drug dealer.
Bastard. Anyway, 28% of people say they're really bad at parallel parking. 25% are bad at backing into spaces, and 17% even have trouble doing a basic three-point turn. 20% of people secretly believe they'd fail their driving test if they had to take it again today.
Well, you know, I was thinking, I don't even remember taking my driving test.
Really?
I don't even remember it.
Oh, that haunted me.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you do it just once?
Well, we got it when we were 16. The same age?
Yeah, I got my license early. I just didn't get get a car.
Yeah.
You ready for a smile story? This story's going to make you smile. Back in September of 2013, I'll just keep doing the news. You guys enjoy your conversation.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, the news still going?
In September of 2013, a guy named Ronald Jackson from Grand Prairie, Texas, caught his 12-year-old daughter texting with friends to organize an attack on another kid. A few hours later, the cops showed up and told him to give the phone back. Apparently, the girl told her mom that dad had confiscated the phone. Ronald is divorced from the girl's mom, and now she's married to a cop. So she called her husband, and they went after Ronald.
Oh.
But he refused to give up the phone because, quote, "I didn't want the police telling me how to parent my child. I couldn't believe they would go to this extent for a cell phone. It didn't seem right." So he was arrested.
Oh,
what?
Man.
Ronald was in court on Tuesday facing a misdemeanor theft charge. Fortunately, the common sense prevailed, and the judge found him not guilty.
Good.
So here's to Ronald.
Talk about daddy issues.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and then the ex marries a cop.
Yeah.
Let's go lock him up. Yeah.
Let's get him.
That's fair. Making a phone stealer on Netflix. And now, a little something-something. A fisherman was off the coast of Cornwall, England on Monday when he spotted a woman drowning. He immediately called the cops, and they launched a massive search and rescue mission. More than 40 people were involved. Helicopters flew over the water. Lifeboats searched the area. After 90 minutes, they finally rescued the woman. Only it wasn't a woman. It turned out to be a sex doll.
Oh, man.
Yeah. The doll was wearing a New York shirt and polka dot pants, and she may have started out inflated, but by the time they found her, all the air was gone. The rescue team isn't sure how she got in the water, and even though it was a false alarm, they actually praised the fisherman for calling for help. Yeah, because if it was a real woman,
sure.
I can understand that. Actually, I'm surprised that the doll was floating, because in my experience, there's only really one way to make sure those dolls are airtight. If you get what
it's yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe there are two ways to make sure.
Oh, no!
All I know is when the doll was finally rescued, she had a very surprised look on her face.
They always do!
All right, that's for the news streamers. We'll take a break, come back with the Audio Vault right after this.
Hey, if you guys would love to see us, Rob and Joe, perform stand-up comedy, we have a great deal for you.
That's right. Go to the Rob and Joe Show webpage, robandjoeshow.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner.
And type in the promo code Mermelstein. We'll see you soon. robandjoeshow.com, the TMOS app, and of course, subscribe on iTunes.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
How are my boys, Rob and Joe, doing? They doing okay? Have you heard from those guys?
Yeah,
how are
they're
those
doing good. They're
going
to be in the beginning of February. They're doing their murder mysteries all around the area, and they want to promote the new one coming up. They're playing one in Leesburg at the end
Are you a regular cast member now in the murder mysteries?
I've done two of them, and Carrie and I are actually going to be in the one at the end of February, and because it's playing Leesburg. It's called the Newly Dead Game. And it's half game show, half murder mystery, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's just kind of a comedy version of those murder mysteries. I mean, they all try to be funny, but this is the focus on comedy.
Yo,
right?
This is so funny, and the lead is 98 Rock's Justin Slagle, and he is unreal to watch. He is so funny.
Very
really good,
good
stuff.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Would you like a free upgrade for your smartphone? No strings attached. It's easy. Just download the TMOS app and fall in love with your smartphone all over again. We love the app, and we're surprised that more people don't utilize the app to listen to TMOS. A lot of you use your computers. You don't use your phones. The TMOS app lets you listen to all the shows on the More Network with ease, just like Rob and Joe. We were just talking about them. No RSS feeds or subscriptions to worry about. It's the easiest way to get the bonus show as well. Plus, you can use it to contact us. It even links you directly to our Amazon portal. How easy is that? Speaking of easy, downloading it is a snap. Just go to the App Store and type in TMOS. That's all you have to do.
That's
go to the App Store, TMOS,
boom,
you get it. And then hit search. Whether you're iOS or Android, it's the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. And stay tuned. 2016 has some big things in store for the TMOS app that you don't want to miss. Make sure you download the TMOS app today and start living a better tomorrow, everybody. Let's open up the Audio Vault for Thursday, Jan 28, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
Sometimes there are things in show business that if I even read them in a real newspaper, I say, well, this can't be.
Okay.
But this is true. There is a movie. It's a made-for-TV movie. They're making it in England, so we don't know how we're going to get it in the United States, but I know it'll get here ultimately. And it's about the story that after 9/11, Elizabeth Taylor, Michael Jackson, and Marlon Brando got out of New York by driving together cross country. They only
now,
made it halfway.
True story?
This
or?
Is a true story. They escaped.
I heard about this. Yeah,
yeah,
heard
Marlon
about this.
Brando, Elizabeth Taylor, and Michael
Jackson. They escaped New York City by driving together. And allegedly, the reason they didn't make it is because Marlon Brando made too many stops at Burger King. And it was slowing things down. I've heard this from more than one place. But here's the thing that's wild, is that Michael Jackson has been cast in this movie by actor Joseph Fiennes. Now, he was, you know, he's a white guy, which is sort of odd casting. And you have to wonder how Michael would feel about it since he's no longer with us. This piece of tape surfaced from 1993 when he was talking to Oprah, and he addresses being played by a white actor. It's pretty telling.
There was a story about you wanting to have a little white boy play you in a Pepsi commercial.
That is so stupid. That's the most ridiculous, horrifying story I've ever heard. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why? Number one, it's my face as a child in the commercial. Mm-hmm. Me, when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I want a white child to play me? I'm a black American. I'm proud to be a black American. I am proud of my race. I am proud of who I am. I have a lot of pride in who I am and dignity. That's like you wanting an Oriental person to play you as a child. Does that make sense?
No.
So please, people, stop believing these horrifying
stories. Let's go to...
So obviously he's not okay with being played by a white actor. You have to go back over 20 years to find it, but that's odd, right?
You just go to the Chinese theater and then pick out the Michael Jackson impersonator and bring him over.
Exactly.
You got plenty of people to look like Michael Jackson.
There's guys that have had plastic surgery to look like him.
Yeah.
You know, I think you'd have to be... it would be interesting. I haven't seen any clips from the movie, and I think the plastic surgery will, you know... The way that they do the makeup will be the key to whether that works or not.
You think they could find a black guy, though, right?
You would think that, especially with what Hollywood's going through right now.
Yeah. The weird thing is they've also cast Marlon Brando.
Michael's so white. Hashtag.
Marlon Brando's being played by George Takei. So I don't know what's going on with that movie.
Yeah.
Now, this is, you know, actors always have stuff that comes back and haunts them. Vin Diesel, big star now.
Yes.
In 1994, he was doing convention work, like model work, and they found a videotape of him at a 1994 toy convention explaining Mattel Street Sharks. So you can hear, you see, he still looks like Vin Diesel. He's still the big, tough
shape,
guy.
Young guy.
But he's selling toys.
We're looking at Boomer. This is Boomer. He's got the biggest mouth of them all. He's the whale shark. Say hello to that round mound of pound and his power slam. Very deadly.
He's playing with the toys.
He's actually making the toys do.
The hammerhead. He's the leader of the street sharks. His special power is the right hand roundhouse punch. He sends a competition to a watery grave. Boom!
Plays with the toy.
Can you imagine the bad person at Mattel copywriting for him?
Yeah.
Saying, you need to say, he sends him to a watery grave.
And he's got hair in it.
Yeah, he does have hair.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. You know,
like
stuff
that.
Never goes away. One actor that has always been sort of notorious for researching and being accurate with his motion picture parts is Dustin Hoffman. He played that really, what was in the... Little Bigfoot or Little Bighorn battle. He played the survivor of that battle.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And he also in Marathon Man.
What was the name of that movie? I forgot what the name of that. That's an ancient movie.
It is Little Bigfoot, though. Great movie. Nice pull.
Thank you. Little Bighorn, I think, is the name of the movie. But also,
was the movie called Little Bighorn?
Might have been. I'll check it out.
Anime. Right.
Also, remember, he researched dental pain for Marathon Man. He's really a method guy that gets to know his characters, which really sort of... fell to the ground when Dustin Hoffman asked about his role in the new movie, Kung Fu Panda.
You love research. You love to research characters.
Yes.
I'm imagining...
Go ahead. I know where you're going.
...that there's not a lot you can research about Master Shifu.
No.
No. See,
I'm not even sure what it is. Is it a raccoon? I've always tried to...
I think it's a raccoon.
I think it's a raccoon.
Yeah.
Is it a raccoon?
It's
a
red panda.
No.
Oh.
Red panda.
I'm a red panda?
I want people to know that Dustin Hoffman has made $930 million off of a character, and he's not completely sure what the character is.
That's right.
He is a...
red panda.
He's not a raccoon.
No.
He's a
red panda. I thought he was a raccoon.
What a time to find out what your character is when you're doing an interview on the Today Show, because he
pretty
had
stunning.
No idea.
And it was Little Big Man, released in 1970, Dustin
Little
Hoffman.
Big Man. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah,
very cool.
Absolutely.
And we close with some very, very telling political analysis. This is a time of change, and you got to keep your eye on all the stuff that's going on.
An
analyst for Time magazine says the key to the survival of the Republican Party is bringing in young women. Yeah. Yeah. When told this, Bill Clinton said, hey, man, that's the key to every party.
That is your magic audio call, and have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the mailbag, email Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about our wonderful free app or Amazon or the bonus packages, and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.